Chris from The Living End, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
What am I interrupting at the moment?
Well, I've just pulled up at our rehearsal room, would you believe? And I had to actually put it into maps because it's been that bloody long since we did anything, of course.
So you've forgotten how to drive there?
I've forgotten where it was, yeah.
Save that location in Google. Hopefully you'll be making a few trips there this year. Now, it's been a hard 10 months for everybody, but how have you gone through everything?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's like the rest of the universe, isn't it, really? It's just been a day-by-day sort of thing, and we've all had our own experiences, and as a musician, it probably hasn't been great. You know, you're sort of feeling a bit like unemployed, obviously, but I mean, I moved back from LA in June and had to do the whole quarantine thing, had to find somewhere to live here. Then we went into, obviously, the full-on sort of lockdown. So I've had a different experience to, you know, to some people, but it's been a bit stressful, hasn't it, for all of us involved? But it looks like perhaps there's blue skies ahead.
Oh, for sure, especially in Australia. And I'm so glad that you were able to come back in June last year because California have had over 3 million cases of COVID.
I know. I mean, we basically jumped on the first repatriation flight that Qantas put on. That was paid for by the government, and so was our quarantine. And obviously now there's a lot of trouble with people actually being able to get a flight and having to pay, you know, exorbitant fees, and then having to pay for a quarantine here. So we had a pretty good run. I think we got out just in time, and it was just before the election and the riots and the Black Lives Matter and everything. We just got out because of COVID, and I think we made the right decision because Australia's where you want to be.
Absolutely. We're stoked that you're back. And now, on board with Sounds Better Together, the concert series.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of shows that have been announced, and we were lucky enough to get a call, which is unreal. And so we're back in our rehearsal room today. And as I was saying earlier, I had to put it into Google Maps because I'd forgotten where we rehearsed. It's been that long. So, yeah, very excited. And I think it's just small steps at this point. But thank God for, you know, Sounds Better Together and Mushroom and all the people involved in putting these together, because it's just so important for not even just the musicians in the industry, but I think the general public also are itching to get out and to get to shows and all across the arts. So, yeah, we're stoked. So we're playing next Wednesday, the 27th, at the Forum. And it's very limited capacity, but it will not be limited volume, I can assure you.
What a guarantee for those who were able to nab themselves tickets yesterday. They went on sale at midday and then sold out so quickly. That's got to be the best feeling off the back of everything.
Well, it's always a great feeling to sell out any show and to sell out that quickly. Yeah, I knew we should have booked Rod Laver.
But I feel like that's in preparations for a little something else at the moment.
Yes. Probably. But no, that's a great result.
So you'll be at the Forum for your sold out show, but there's gigs happening all across the state, which I think is also fantastic for tourism in those towns. You know, gigs everywhere from Mallacoota up to Rutherglen, throughout the Yarra Valley, down the Surf Coast as well. So not only is it great for you guys to be hitting the stage again and the fans to be front row centre, social distancing, of course, but It's so great for those towns and all the other restaurants in the area because you're going to go and hopefully grab yourself a feed and a drink before you go inside as well.
Yeah, that's right. Everywhere kind of needs a bit of a boost at the moment. So it's good that it is as spread out as it is. And I don't think there'll be a problem sort of selling tickets and people wanting to get out and about at these things. So, yeah, let's hope it's the start of many more.
It is just the start. And now, I mean, for us in Melbourne, summer is just starting to kick in, which is lovely. A bit late, but we'll take it. So it feels nice. The weather's here, the music's back on, and the gigs are happening again.
It is. I think everyone was expecting that life would instantly change on New Year's Day. And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. But I think we're off to a pretty good bloody start with these run of gigs and, you know, positive thinking and vaccines and all that sort of stuff and a healthy dose of rock and roll. It's got to help, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure, yes. And please keep washing your hands and sanitising and all those sorts of things. Yep, don't drop those standards.
Yep, all that. All that stuff. The new world, yep. That's one good thing that's come from COVID.
Yes.
A general improvement on people's hygiene, perhaps.
See, there's always a silver lining. That and how grateful we all are, just for the simple things.
Well, it has, yeah. I mean, I think there was a lot of posts initially when the COVID thing hit. Everyone kept posting those photos from the year before or whatever with the huge crowds going, oh, we didn't realise how good we had it. But in fact, you know, we've always felt very lucky to have, you know, I know The Living End speaking, it's like we've always been very happy and thankful for the crowds and stuff we've had. But it definitely drove it home when it all stopped, you know, just how good we kind of did have it. So, you know, to be doing some shows and stuff again now, it just means that much more. And I think there's just going to be a bigger sense of joy on both sides, I think, in the future, because life is so uncertain and it's been a terrible time for so many people. So when you have something good happen, I think we all kind of are going to embrace it even more.
Spot on. Wishing you all the best for your gig at the Forum next Wednesday, the 27th of January. I would imagine there might be a few people in the crowd that might be a little bit dusty after a long weekend.
You know, we just got to back it up, don't you?
Yeah, pull your finger out.
Exactly. Harden up and back it up.
Let's get that on a bumper sticker. Chris from The Living End, great to chat to you.
Thank you very much.